Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Wayne Cruz, original founding member of our Brain Trust, Wayne Cruz, back on the show. Wayne's a 1998 model. We'll celebrate his 17th anniversary a little bit later in the year. He's vice president for policy and director of technology studies at Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI. You see them being referred to in the media all over the place. He's the editor of the outstanding book, Copy Fights, The Future of Intellectual Property, and he's our good friend, Wayne Cruz. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Jim.
Good to have
Appreciate
you here.
It.
Also, folks,
the coffee wakes me up, but the ZZ Top finishes the job. That really helps.
Can't beat ZZ Top. That's exactly what gets you going. So Wayne, folks, is the guy who created some 20 years ago, at least, the concept of what he calls 10,000 Commandments, which we're going to talk about today. And he and I have been talking about this, his annual report, since the beginning, since he first joined us way back in 98. And so, Wayne, tell us what the 10,000 Commandments are.
Well, basically this, it's about the hidden tax of regulation. That's what it is in a nutshell. But, you know, every year we argue over the federal budget and the debt and the deficit and spending. What I realized, and it wasn't just me, a lot of people were realizing this, was that regulations are affecting business and consumers and the public as much as taxes do. And while you could look at the federal budget and see exactly what spending was, exactly what the deficit is, and see the historical tables and all of that every time those documents, big fat documents with the eagle on them, they come out every January and February. But there was nothing like that for regulation.
Plus, you can do tax planning, but you can't do regulation planning.
That's right. You can't do regulation planning at all, especially in the modern
era. There's nowhere to hide.
But basically, it's just a way of trying to put a face on it.
There are no offshore Grand Cayman account, Swiss bank account. There's nowhere to hide for regulations.
No, you have to run. You have to take your whole business overseas.
It's just like somebody once said, how do you get rid of a bamboo when it's in your yard? The only way to get rid of bamboo is move.
That's true. I've seen that happen. But look, the way things stand is, you know, it took us until Ronald Reagan to have a $1 trillion budget. And then we, under George W. Bush, we got our first, under Clinton, we got our first $2 trillion budget. Yeah. Then George W. Bush, the federal budget hit $3 trillion and then $4 trillion at the height of the downturn.
Wow.
Well, guess what? Regulations cost around $2 trillion.
That's
now.
25% of the economy.
Sure is. It's a huge amount of money, and it's not officially tracked by the federal government. They put out a few numbers on a certain small subset of regulations, but what I try to do here is just try to round out the picture, looking at numbers of rules, pages in the Federal Register, cost of regulations, and things like that.
So what is the percentage of the economy of regulations now?
Well, right now, the percentage of regulation as a percent of the economy is about 11%. Then you know federal spending is around 20%. So you're looking at 32, 33% of government's impact in the economy. And that's just what
third,
we measure.
Ladies and gentlemen. And that regulation number's got a bullet, doesn't it?
Say again?
It's got a bullet, as they say in the record industry. It's going up.
And, sure
and the thing is, see, is you and I can hammer on our politicians and get them to cut budget, and we can debate entitlements, and we can talk about whether we should spend more on military. We can raise taxes or lower taxes. But nobody, almost nobody, in fact, no organized political entity is dealing with runaway regulations.
Not like they should be. And what you say about the bullet is exactly right. When I've been on the show with you before, we'd always talk about I think now we could cut spending, we could balance the budget. I think even so, regulation is the biggest factor impacting the economy now.
Oh, yeah.
And
no
it's
question.
Not just the new, it's obviously the Dodd-Frank regulations that affect banking and no new community banks being started in recent years, all of the environmental regulations.
There's been one, let me tell you something. Since 2007, one community bank has been chartered. And about 2,000 have been lost.
That's right.
Now, let me say one last thing, Wayne, before we go to a break. I'm going to let you give us your website in a second. But here's the thing. Regulations are getting to the point where it's not just the regulation, it's the type of regulation. We're getting regulations that are not just onerous for small business, they're anti-business regulations. And that's one of the things I'm concerned about. We're going to talk about this more with Wayne Cruz after these messages. Wayne, website quickly, please.
We are at cei.org.
Check it out. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.